Let's check the weather forecast now with Don Day. He's a day weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hey, good afternoon to you, Don. Thanks for being with us. What do you see in the Midwest for the next week and a half to 10 days or so?
Well, as we go into July, it's going to be about what we would expect in the month of July. Consistently warmer temperatures are coming, especially as we get into this 4th of July weekend and into early next week. There's going to be a little bit of shower and thunderstorm activity this weekend, but generally speaking, it's going to be a warmer, somewhat drier trend from what's left of this week into the beginnings of next week. Now, as we get around the 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th of July, does look like we're going to start to see more in the way of moisture circulating around a high in the southern plains that will lead to some shower and thunderstorm activity and better chances of rain. But it's a trend that's warmer and in some areas a bit drier.
The agronomists tell me it takes about 1 inch of rainfall per week in June and July to make a good corn crop. Do you think we're on track to do that this year?
Well, I think we will in some areas. What we see is a little bit of a patchwork that I think is going to be showing up, because we certainly have had a trend of dryness in some areas. If we were to use normal precipitation, climatologically speaking, across the Corn Belt as we get into the month of July into early August, I think a lot of areas are going to end up really close to normal, but I think we'll have few areas that are going to be a little bit drier than average.
Hey, thanks so much, Don.
Thanks, Todd.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming.